How do you feel about your performance?
Well, it wasn't great today. I was not feeling so good today, so then you just have to try and get a good training session out of it. Do a good effort, even 3 reps. And yeah, it's early in the season, so it's important to not give up and get the good session out of it.
Is this your first race of the season?
Yeah, yesterday was first. And then
yesterday. But how come it didn't feel good today?
I've been training a lot recently. And we had a long altitude camp that finished 12 days ago now. And often after a lot of training and a big altitude camp, my feeling is varying a lot day to day. It's like one day you might feel amazing and the next day you feel like you've never skied before, sort of thing. So it's varying a lot this time of year, and it's just to do with the training mode and how we've been training. So you just need a few more weeks, the volume will reduce a little bit and then turn up the intensity in the training, and then it gets a bit more even and hopefully evens out by the time we get to middle of December.
You think your performance will enhance or improve?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. For me, when I've been doing these big box training afterwards, sometimes. So, yesterday was really good, and then today is, it's changing around every day.
Was there any part of the particular part of the race that was difficult, easy for you?
The snow is really difficult today because we're on zero skis or Harry's. And so it's difficult to get grip everywhere on the course. Mm-hmm. So some of the hills you're having to run out of the track, some are in the track, a few places icing up. So runs like that, you just have to try and go evenly and find the best line through the course, and not if you have bad skis in one hill, not stress. It's probably the same for everyone today. And I think overall I was really happy with my skis and happy with the equipment, so I think it was a good race, good session, except from the result wasn't so good.
I mean, knowing that going into the race, knowing how the conditions are, how does that affect your strategy?
It affects the ski testing before when we're warming up. That gets affected a lot. Then we're having to make decisions on not just us working then when we're testing skis, but what we think is going to be working during the race. And then you're trying out different things with the skis. And different types of wax, different types of Harry's, especially when it's around freezing, plus minus freezing, and then it's some snow, stopping snowing again. I think the key thing is just to stay calm. Lots of people get really stressed out when it's like that. But if you just stay calm and keep working away at the skis, then it's much easier to have control over what you're doing.
So there's a potential mental aspect to it.
Yeah, the mental aspect is, when it's days like these and you're in the wax cabins, there's mostly just lots and lots of stressed people trying to get the skis right. And if you just try and find some calm in all the stress, then it's much easier.
Because you don't know, is it going to be above zero, below zero, right on zero? I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of today, it's a difficult day.